China, Iran's 300 missile and drone barrage on Israel restrained, Israel should not respond. By Francis Martel on April 15, 2024. The Communist government of China demanded Israel exercise common restraint on Sunday following an unprecedented attack featuring over 300 drones and missiles on the Israeli homeland on Iran. Beijing, one of Iran's most prominent commercial partners and diplomatic allies, declared through its foreign ministry that the conflict must end now in Gaza, where the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have been executing a self-defense operation against the Iran-backed jihadist terror organization Hamas since October. Watch, Israeli interception. Aerial defense system obliterates drones and missiles. Using its state media arms, the Chinese government also cited Chinese regime-approved experts who claimed that the barrage was restrained on Iran's part and suggesting Israel was responsible for the attack on itself, and thus implied Israel has no legitimate reason to respond to the attack in an attempt to prevent further escalation. Iran launched more than 300 cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones towards Israel on Saturday night, allegedly targeting Israeli military installations. The attack was notable in that it was the first time Iran attacked Israel directly, rather than using its terrorist proxy organizations such as Hamas, Hezbollah, the Yemeni Houthis, or Islamic Resistance in Iraq groups. The attack was an overwhelming failure thanks to the advanced missile defense technology Israel employs. According to the IDF, Israel successfully stopped 99% of the missiles and drones sent its way, including 100% of the unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, and 100% of the cruise missiles. At press time, the only documented casualty is an Arab Israeli girl hospitalized after being hit with shrapnel. Iranian leaders claimed the attack was necessary in response to an airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, that killed 7 terrorists with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, including Quds Force Commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. Israel is widely believed to have been responsible for the attack but has not officially taken responsibility. Groups close to the IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization and arm of the Iranian military, claimed recently that Zahedi was deeply involved in the planning and execution of the mass murder of 1,200 people and abduction of 250 others by Hamas on October 7. China expresses deep concern over the current escalation and calls on relevant parties to exercise common restraint to prevent further escalations, the foreign ministry declared in a statement on Sunday. The ministry blamed Iran's attack on the Gaza conflict, referring to the IDF's operations against Hamas, and concluded, China calls on the international community, especially countries with influence, to play a constructive role for the peace and stability of the region. Watch, peaceful sunrise near the Sea of Galilee after Iran attacks Israel. China's charged affairs at the United Nations, Dai Bing, similarly demanded maximum calm and restraint following Iran's attack, essentially calling for Iran to be allowed to conduct massive missile attacks without retribution. Dai insisted on taking Iranian officials at face value who claimed that its military action was in response to Israel's aggression against its diplomatic premises and the matter can be deemed concluded. The ultimate solution is to implement the two-state solution and put an end to the vicious circle of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, Dai asserted, echoing demands for a Palestinian country carved out of Israel made by Hamas and associated terrorists. In the pages of the Global Times, China's most prominent English-language state propaganda newspaper, experts insisted that launching over 300 drones and missiles at Israel was restrained on the part of Iran. Chinese experts believe Iran's retaliatory attack in response to Israel's bombing of the Iranian embassy in Syria is restrained, the outlet reported. However, in order for tensions to de-escalate, it is imperative that Israel refrains from taking further provocative actions that could exacerbate the situation and lead to more damage for Iran. One of those experts, Lanzhou University official Zhu Yongbao, applauded Iran for having acted with restraint as its attack has caused no death in Israel, implying that the minimal damage was intentional and not the result of tremendous IDF effort. Zhu believes that if military conflict between Iran and Israel escalates, the likelihood of U.S. intervention will increase despite Washington's reluctance of being dragged in, the Global Times noted. an anonymous Chinese military expert added, apparently contradicting praise for Iran's restraint. That Iran may soon launch multiple waves of attacks intended to drag America into a larger war. If the U.S. and Israel respond with counterattacks, Iran might launch a second and third round of attacks, potentially escalating the conflict further, the expert said, the newspaper added. Watch, Marco Rubio, Biden telling Israel to not respond encourages Iran. Iran and China share close military, diplomatic, and commercial ties. China spearheaded the effort to introduce Iran to the BRICS coalition, originally consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, in January, lending Tehran the support of some of the largest anti-American economies on the planet. Following that introduction, Russia, China, and Iran held joint naval exercises in March. China also orchestrated the diplomatic normalization of relations between Iran and its archrival Saudi Arabia in March 2023, paving the way for both countries to join BRICS. Saudi Arabia, which had long engaged in a proxy war with Iran through the latter's Houthi proxies in Yemen, preceded greater economic cooperation with China for both countries. China has invested deeply in the floundering Iranian economy. In February, the head of Iran's Foreign Investment Agency announced the Communist Party increased investments in the country from $300 million to $3 billion in the past year. Over the course of the Raisi administration until December, a total of $10.6 billion in capital entered Iran, with Russia accounting for approximately $2.7 billion of the amount. The oil and gas sector saw the highest capital attraction, with five investments totaling around $4.8 billion. Ali Fekri, the head of the Organization of Investment, Economic and Technical Assistant of Iran, OITI, explained at the time. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.